And it is our absolute pleasure to have one of the most recognizable ESPN personalities, Mr. Tim Kirchen, joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. Tim is a fantastic baseball analyst for ESPN. He appears on Baseball Tonight and SportsCenter. He has an incredible wealth of baseball knowledge. You would think he is a computer. Husband, father of two, an author. He has an uncanny ability to be just a generally likable guy. Fans of the Dan Le Batard Show know him as Tom. Well, you seem to immerse yourself completely into Major League Baseball. Do you have any time to take in a college game?
I'm ashamed to say, but no, I don't. I have enough trouble trying to keep track of the 1,500 to 2,000 big leaguers that appear every year that I have to wait to figure out the college game, and I should know it a lot better than I do, but there's only so much room, and there are so many big league teams and players that I'm much better on the big leaguers than I am on the college players. I wish that was different, but I just run out of time certain days.
Talking to Tim Kirchen from ESPN, we've been a Dodger affiliate for 10 seasons now. Obviously, they made it to the World Series before falling to the Red Sox. Reportedly signed center fielder A.J. Pollock. What do you think that would do if he stays healthy and that all works out?
Well, he's a really good player, but as we know, as you said, he's had trouble staying healthy. If they can keep him healthy for 3 years, it's going to be a bargain and a great deal for the Dodgers. They were a little too left-handed in that lineup, and now they had a right-handed hitter. He's an upgrade over Jock Peterson and some other people, although Jock Peterson's still there. He's a useful guy. But A.J. Pollock, when healthy, is a really good sign for the Dodgers. But now they have to make sure they can keep him on the field because as well as they do platooning players, a couple guys at second, a couple guys in left, will make up for the production of an everyday player. They're going to need A.J. Pollock, to me, to play center field virtually every day if they're going to go back to the World Series.
By the way, Tim Kirchen will be here in town February 8th. RSVP 505-307-2604. It seems like the MLB has been relatively absent of the big name signings so far. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. Are you a little surprised?
Yes, I am. I did not anticipate getting to the 3 month period, which we're fast getting to, without Harper and Machado signing. But maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Not after what happened last offseason. We have a new brand of general managers, young, brilliant, remorseless young guys who say, look, we have a value system. If you don't fit into it, we're not going to sign you. I really think the days of the 10-year contract are not over, but they're certainly dwindling. I thought Harper and Machado would be in a different category than all those guys who didn't get signed or didn't get a good deal last year because of their age, their track record, where they're headed, and yet it's just another reminder that teams are operating, however you want to call it, maybe they're just operating a little bit smarter these days, and that is acing out certain guys from the biggest contracts that they were hoping for.
My guys want to ask you some questions. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? I don't know what I love more, Dan Le Batard's looks like game or hearing your infectious laughter reacting to it, but it seems like you have a lot of fun on that show. I'm just curious if you have a first memory of being a guest on maybe what other shows besides ours, of course, you've had fun being on.
Well, I've been on Dan's show mostly on the local level to begin with for like 11 years, so I'm not sure I even remember when I went on. I've just known Dan for close to 30 years when he was a brilliant writer. And still is, of course, at a very young age. That's the dumbest show on the radio, but boy, it sure is funny. So that I think that's my favorite show to go on, even though I always remind myself, you better be ready when you go on this show today, because there's no telling what stupid thing they might ask you. But we also have a saying in the media, you better be really smart to do stupid, and there's no show that's smarter than the Le Batard Show.
Shots fired, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
It's certainly been an honor to talk to you, sir, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay, Jim, thanks so much. See you next week.
All right. I look forward to that.